There is this memory that I cannot pinpoint on any map. I am young, probably 4 or 5, wearing a white dress that twirls out when I spin. I'm playing alone, and I have gotten lost in my own little world. I come upon a walkway that has been sectioned off every few feet with arches. Vines have grown up and over the arches to form a dream-like canopy. I begin to run under the leaves that are smiling down on me. I am breathless. I am overcome. I do not remember stopping. It is this memory that comes to mind when I am truly happy. She brought olives and wine. I had rented a movie, one she said she liked in a cheesy sort of way. Neither one of us were hungry or thirsty, and as our nerves prevented a smooth conversation, we put in the video. The room I was subletting had no couch or chairs, only a bed. We propped pillows, hoping they might offer support for our strained backs and neck. When they didn't, we lay down beside each other to watch Cat Baloo. I hadn't ever seen it, and I hid the tape to keep it a surprise. When the opening song came on, she laughed with adoring recognition and said through a smile, "Oh, you're good." For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a Western musical made in the 70s, starring Jane Fonda. As the show unraveled, we poked fun at what we saw, which, with Cat Baloo, was not a difficult task. To be truthful, I wasn't paying too much attention to the action the television was illuminating. Our bodies were grazing each other's ever so slightly, and my hand landed on her stomach. It wasn't planned, it wasn't calculated, but there my hand landed, and there my hand stayed. I am speaking literally whenever we had physical contact, and metaphorically whenever we didn't. I loved her stomach. There was no hard six-pack present, no stretch marks either, just the smooth, soft curves of a stomach with the belly button right where it should be, and I couldn't get enough. Children are so proud of their protruding bellies. They will gladly lift their shirt or dress to display it and then turn right around to point out your tummy. There is so much that goes on under the vast covering of a woman's stomach. A life can be created, or a life can be lost. Imaginary butterflies are manifested to signify anticipation. It can ache from too much or too little sustenance of any kind. You can feel it drop when something unexpected happens. Food floats through it, and a belt wraps around the outside to cinch it into place. When I discovered her stomach, the magic of creation and realization became renewed within me. By the time I reached up to kiss her, her eyes danced and she sang, "My, you're bold." We never got around to drinking the wine, but we ate the olives for lunch the next day.